Hello, this is David Drake here, and I look forward to coming to Finland in May to join you for your conference. I will have met a few of you at a wonderful event last year in Copenhagen for the first ever EMCC Nordic Conference. At that conference, I introduced the five maturities, and I'm returning to Finland now to share with you more on this new work. I developed the five maturities because I was a bit frustrated by the limitations that often came with competency models and maybe traditional ways of thinking about coaching and coach development. For you, what they offer is an opportunity to ask yourself, how do I need to mature or grow myself as a human being so I can effectively and wisely use all the skills and tools that you've learned as a coach? In the keynote, I'm going to walk through the five maturities, a bit about where they came from, and look at how each maturity is the foundation, the emotional architecture for a mastery. And there's five masteries, only one of which is competency. But altogether, these maturity and mastery pairs add up to what it takes to become a more exemplary coach. And so we'll walk you through the basics, give you a feel and a sense of the five maturities and how it might help free you to imagine how you could bring more of yourself and more of what you know to the coaching engagements that you have. And beyond that, what that might open up for you, like what if I was free to do more of that? How might it expand my notion of even what coaching is? We live in a time when many of us are asking questions are about how coaching needs to evolve to adapt to not only new generations of clients, but much more complexity in the lives and workplaces of most all of our clients. So I look forward to spending that day with you, learning more about your culture and your thoughts about coaching, and sharing with you the wisdom of the five maturities to see how it might help you as you advance in your capacity and your clarity, your competency, your capability, and your credibility as a coach. So thank you very much. And yes, those are all clues to what's coming for the keynote. So I look forward to seeing you in May. Have a wonderful time between now and then. And I look forward to meeting you soon. Take care.